Ships ahoy. Actually, it's more like dreams of dry dock. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Stuart Yurton on the line today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, you know, I don't recall seeing a lot of stories about this dry dock this session.
There were not a lot of stories. It sort of flew under the radar. And we were looking at it for a while, and only sort of late in the session did we start seeing objections from ship repair companies who were testifying, saying, hey, this doesn't look like a fair deal.
Yeah, so the concern is what? This is a special interest or special interest legislation floating around there?
That's the argument. So the idea is that the story basically goes, we have a lot of ship repairs that are done at Pearl Harbor Navy Shipyard. We have four dry docks there now. And so the concern is those dry docks aren't sufficient to do the work that needs to be done. As a result, the fear is the Navy's going to move some ships. We're going to lose jobs. So we need a fifth dry dock.
Right. And that's always the concern, like, oh, my gosh, the business is going to go elsewhere.
Right. And it's a reasonable concern. These are good jobs. We want to keep them here. It's a lot of money and very well-paying jobs, many of them. But again, the issue is that it's being done by one company, which will own the floating dry dock and would contract with the Navy for it. And the state is really supporting this and subsidizing the development of this dry dock.
So why aren't people happy?
Well, competitors are saying, wait a minute, why are you helping this one company at Pacific Shipyards International? It's known, it's gotten sweetheart deals in the past. And people are saying, why are other ship repair companies are saying, what about us? This is not fair. We just want a level playing field.
So as far as where this is at this session, we're just about over, but has it gone anywhere?
Yeah, it's gone through. It looks like it's going to pass. I tried to talk to the senator who sponsored it, Michelle Kidani, and she didn't call me back multiple times. I've called Stanley Chang's office, the senator. He referred me to Senator Kidani, who, again, didn't call me back.
Now, I know your article talks about a special report that was done looking at the loss that our economy would really feel if our business went elsewhere.
Sure. If we did lose a lot of this business, it would be a big blow. I mean, we're talking about big ships that come here. They support a lot of jobs. Again, we're looking at the order of magnitude of contracts is something like $200 million in government contracts for ship repair in 2018 alone. We're looking at a total in the whole industry of maybe 2,500 jobs, $200 million in income. The loss is looking at something like 900 jobs, which is a lot of jobs. Now, on the other hand, when you look at the amount of money that's being steered toward this, we're talking maybe $21 million in tax credits, so it's about $23,000 per job.
So what's the Navy saying?
Well, the Navy isn't saying anything, except we do have a somewhat obscure report saying that, well, the dry docks are all in good shape until about 2030 when one of them becomes obsolete. So, something urgent. The shipyard says, we think everything's okay. We've got enough here. So, there's no word from the Navy that they're actually going to be moving these ships.
Okay, and we don't have Senator Dan Inouye around anymore to watch over us and watch out for those shipyard interests anymore.
That's right. That's a very good point.
All right. Okay, well, Stuart, well, I'll have to see what happens over the next 2 days as the session's going to wrap up on Thursday.
That's right, Catherine. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks very much. That was business reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.